Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining me on the line right now is Chifiwe Chivengwa, who's the Chief Executive Officer at the Tourism Business Council of South Africa. And how are you, Chifiwe?
I'm doing well. And yeah, business.
Lovely to speak to you. So why has the United States issued this advisory? I mean, it sounds so unfair because we sit inside South Africa. And what are they seeing that we're not seeing?
Well, it's precisely what I've been saying, that, you know, this advisory, you know, pretty much puts us as a country, you know, at the same level as countries that are war-torn, you know, or countries that still have the insurgency and terrorism and many other things. And I think that, you know, the challenges that they have, you know, mentioned in terms of crime and, you know, unrest and so forth and so on, we've had those for many, many years. And we've had many tourists that came into this country. And some of the years, you know, we've seen, you know, huge numbers coming from the U.S. If you look at that market alone, you're looking at around pre-COVID, about 400,000 tourists that come to South Africa. And majority of them, if not 99% of them, you know, go back home unharmed, and they never experience any of those things that they've mentioned. So, yes, we do have our own challenges at home, but they need to be contextualized. And we as South Africa, we also do the same. We contextualize the challenges that the U.S. have, and we don't name them or, you know, put label on them. So I do think that, you know, it's unfair, you know, what has been done by the U.S., and I think that, you know, we must put that squarely, you know, at the embassy here and the consulate around the country. If there's something that they know that we don't know, they must let us know. But we are here, we live in this country, we go about our days. Yes, you know, there are issues of crime, there are issues of car hijackings, there are issues of, you know, service, you know, delivery. You know, it's the same thing that happened in the U.S. We see this on TV all the time, you know, where people are killed and when people are protesting and so forth and so on. We are no different than any other country. Our challenges are similar to their challenges and many other countries around the world. And I do think that, you know, this labeling of us, you know, does have a negative impact on tourism. You know, when you can see that, you know, majority of tourists that come here, they go back home unharmed.
All right. So just unpack it. I mean, level four, that means do not travel. The U.S. Embassy is advising U.S. citizens not to travel to South Africa. Just unpack it for us. What did they say about us?
Well, I think the big thing here is the issue around COVID, you know, and the variant of COVID-19 that we, you know, discover here in South Africa. There is this fear, because if you look at this level four that has just been announced, you know, there has been a restriction prior to that, you know, on the basis of COVID-19 and the variant, you know, that's dominant here in South Africa. So if you take, you know, the variant that's here and you look at the numbers of confirmed cases, in the country, and you look at the matrix that they've used to determine, you know, whether people should travel or not, we should not even be on level four. We should actually be on level two. If you use their own matrix, in essence, people should be able to travel here. They should be able to observe protocols that we have on the ground and so forth and so on. So, you know, if you look at their model on COVID-19, it's contrary to what they're saying. And if you look at, you know, the additional information in terms of, with crime and many other aspects, which we do acknowledge that we do have. And we've had this for many, many years, and U.S. tourists have been coming to the country. So I do think that, you know, at some point, we need to understand what has changed. And the embassy here in South Africa must tell us what has changed. Why are we such a bad country? Because the challenges that we have, we acknowledge them, we're working on them. We know that we have gender-based violence.
Chifiwe, can I play devil's advocate with you? I'm going to pretend to be the U.S. Embassy, right? So I actually went onto their website and I went to all of their different alerts, okay? And I thought, well, would I recommend for my citizens to come and visit South Africa if, okay, these are just some of their alerts that they've got on their page, right? It's on usembassy.gov. So demonstration alert, U.S. Embassy Pretoria, South Africa, 22nd of and 23rd of April. Alert roadway security on the N1 and N4, 15th of April. Demonstration alert U.S. Consulate General, Johannesburg, 16th of March. Protest alert, violent student protest at the University of Witwatersrand in Johannesburg. I mean, they've got a whole list of them, and so many of them are actually targeting U.S. embassies. So, you know, do you think that U.S. tourists could actually become targets in this country?
No, absolutely not. You know, I think that the alerts that, you know, the embassy puts out,
yeah,
you know, they're meeting their own, you know, the Americans that probably live here. The tourists that come into this country, especially those that come from the U.S. and majority of the European countries, they come on group organized tours. Now, the group organized tours, people who run those groups, they know where they're taking their tourists. They're not taking the tourists into the university, or they're not taking the tourists into places where there's unrest or protests.
Yeah.
We know where the protests are going. We have a junk whereby, you know, we get information in terms of where the protests are happening so that we can avoid those areas. So many tourists that come into the country don't go to those particular part of the country, including many South Africans here. You know, there could be a protest going on in Sandton, and someone who's staying in Mamelodi is not going to be experiencing that. They go on about their lives. I think that, you know, this thing of creating this fear, you know, as if, you know, these protests, you know, are happening across the entire country, instead of contextualizing that it's happening at a certain street. Remember, when people report, if there's a protest, you know, in London at a particular street, they will tell you the protest is at this street, not in the whole London or not in the whole of New York.
Yeah.
But when it comes to here in South Africa, a protest by university students is reported as if the whole country is burning and nothing good can come out of this country. That's what's wrong.
What's also interesting about what you're saying, Chifua, is that when tourists come to South Africa, they don't come to spend time in our cities. They spend time in our bush. They want to go and they want to see game and they want to go to Kruger and they want to go touring the country. They don't come to spend time in Johannesburg, Cape Town or Durban.
No, absolutely. I mean, that's why I'm saying that, you know, some of these alerts, if they're not contextualized, it makes us look like the whole country is burning. You know, there are times when people will call you and they'll call you from overseas and they say, well, we hear you guys. Are you okay? And you're like, what are you talking about? You know, and then say, well, we hear that something is happening. But yes, it's happening in Durban at a particular street. And that's it. It ends there.
Yeah.
So those type of things in terms of the information, you know, that is being shared, and the fact that tourists that come here, they've got their own preference. They know where they're going. If they prefer safari, they're going for safari. If they want to go to Soweto, they're going to go to Soweto. They're going to go to Villa Casa Street. They're going to eat. They're going to go to museums and many other places. And then they go to Cape Town. They go to Kruger, many other parts of the country, you know, Limpopo, Northwest. They go to those areas. Does it happen that sometimes, you know, if there may be a protest on the street while you're driving, it does happen. Have we had tourists that have been affected? Minimum. So what I'm saying is that, you know, when you have this situation whereby we are painted as if the whole country is burning, I think it's unfair. And I think that's what needs to be corrected. And that's why, you know, the whole issue of this, the U.S. embassy that's here, the information that they're collating, they need to tell us. If they believe that, you know, we're such a bad country, at least share with us, you know, something different to what you're sharing. You know, the crime is a common challenge. You know, the gender-based violence is common, you know, it's common. And it's not that it's good. It's not good for it to be common.
Sure.
But what I'm saying is that the information has not changed. These challenges we're dealing with, you know, are challenges that have been there and we continue to deal with them. And they're bad challenges. We shouldn't have, as a country, being labeled, you know, by the label that the U.S. have done. We should do better.
And you know what? That's what tomorrow's and other conversations are for. Chifua, thank you so much for making time to speak to me this morning. And I'm sure that we will get an update from you on you know, when they change the status. Thank you very much for your time. God bless. Bye-bye.